chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean in a woman named Sylvie.
She's a can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire, now streaming on Paramount Plus.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus.
Magical!
Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This is what the Houston Texans need to do in the 2024 NFL Draft. Ryan Wilson and Emory Hunt from With the First Pick here to give you an ultimate mock draft for the team that doesn't go on the clock, Emory, until pick 42 into the NFL mock draft database simulator we go. We know they traded out of the first round of pick 23 to allow the Vikings to get that pick. We know they now have Steph Diggs in a trade for a 2025 second round pick and some change on their roster. So this team, based on what they've done, with the Diggs trade and the Joe Mixon trade and free agency, this is one of the best teams in the AFC as we sit here. So at 42, we can do whatever you want to do. What are you thinking is one of the bigger needs?
And here's the thing. There's not a lot of big needs because they did a lot of great things in free agency on the defensive side of football. So now we can legitimately go best player available for the entire draft here. So right there, Newton is one of the best defensive tackles in the class. You take him, you know, and that's huge.
And the only reason he would be sitting there is that there's some concerns about his medicals because he's a top 20 player. But if Johnny Newton's sitting there and you're okay with the medicals, this is something the Ravens like to do. They'll take players. Voorhees last year out of USC suffered the ACL during the combine, and they drafted him, and they probably got a 2 or 3 round discount on him. And then you rehab him, and now you have a starter. I'm not saying Johnny Newton is hurt, but I'm saying if in this situation scenario, if he were happening to be here at 42, it would be because of the medicals surrounding him. Speaking of medicals, Peyton Wilson sitting there at 44. You got Henry Toa from a year ago who played a ton of snaps. He was serviceable. I think he'll need to get a little better there. So I don't know if that's something that gets you going there.
Serviceable ain't Peyton Wilson. Give me Peyton. If we're taking chances, give me Peyton Wilson.
So Peyton's special. He's a little older. He's 24. He's had 2 ACLs and 2 shoulders. He's had the Michael Penix injury history, but he is special. He ran in the 4.4s, man, after all that. So he was probably a 4.1 guy before the injuries. They got Azeez Al-Shaair in free agency, and I love the way he plays. But if a Peyton Wilson's there and you want to add some versatility and athleticism to the linebacker room, he is your dude.
Listen, and here's the thing. Look at Jonathan Brooks right there, right?
Again, we're going to all injury team.
Right. You bring in Mixon, right? And here's the thing about Brooks. You have a chance to really – is San Francisco used to do this a lot. Remember that? He used to draft a bunch of injured guys, redshirt them, and then he'd be ready to go the following year. But let's go to tackle first and guard. Let's go to O-line first and see if we can come up with a
skill. Oh, listen. Amagaji
is good, man.
He's not an injury redshirt, but he's a redshirt as he learns to grow into the role because he hasn't been playing football very long.
I would, you know what? Let's go Amagaji. I feel like, you know, building that. And you go watch his game against Morgan State. Elijah Williams will be a draft pick next year up front. He wears number 0. But this year they have Noah Washington, who's 6'4", 275, can play across the front. He gave both those guys the business in that ball game. And Morgan State's defense is usually top 5 in the FCS. So that was a good game to go watch.
Shout out to producer Harry, Yale product, gets drafted 86 overall. I'll say this about Amagaji. We talked to him at the combine, and this is how athletic and self-assured he was, even though he does admittedly need to work on his technical side. He said, I had never at any point was worried about anybody I played against. I knew I was going to dominate him. And like yes, he wasn't playing SEC ball, but even to step out on a football field against guys who have an opportunity to get drafted, that's saying something. So I think you've redshirted him, and then you have a good athlete in a year or two. All right, we're back at it.
All right, let's go to guard. Let's see if we can, you know, double down. And okay,
Zach Tenner's another injury guy. He's a
right. I mean, and then you got Bordellini too. But I kind of like Jared Patterson. Let's go to wide receiver because you only got Stephon Diggs for one season.
That's true. So Johnny Wilson, I need to see a lot more out of Johnny Wilson, and hopefully he gets there. But he is not there for me yet. I don't know how you are on Johnny Wilson. Scroll down a little bit here. Let's see what else we got. Cornelius Johnson's your guy. Marcus Roseme, Jack Saint had a rough 40 times, so he plays faster than that man. He didn't have a drop all last year, but you can't run into 4.8s. Anthony Gold's a slot guy that I like a lot. Griffin out of Mississippi State is another dude. Anybody? Bud Means. I don't know if you've seen.
Yeah, he's a big. He's my number two inside receiver. So
yeah, you've seen everybody. I'm gonna ask you that. So I'll let you decide which direction you want to go here.
Let's go scroll back up, because again, you got Tank Dell coming off an injury. You got Robert Woods up there in age. Steven Sims is a Spitfire guy. You need a slot guy. Cowing is right there. Let's go him. Because the reason why I'm going Cowing over Anaya Smith is because you kind of like what they have in the return game. You know, you got Desmond King, who's one of the best returners out there. Pierce showed he could return kickoff, so I'd rather go Cowing as opposed to Smith in this particular box.
And by the way, Cowing, my comp for him was Tank Dell light. Like, there's only one Tank Dell, but he runs with that sort of physicality. He doesn't know that he's undersized. He doesn't have the catch radius. They're all smaller, but he's more of a body catcher than a hands catcher. But I like what he did. He had a good combine, Senior Bowl as well. And look at that, DTD sitting there, 127. Do we even need – so we got Jalen Petre, he's a special player. We got Jimmy Ward. After that, they signed Lonnie Johnson.
And after that, I mean, Eric Murray was a solid veteran as well as MJ Stewart. But, man, you know, when we're talking about taking chances, look at, you know, Cam Hart there, the big tall corner. You know, but I feel like DTD would be good here. And where are we? We're pick 127. Go quarterback. Let's see what we got at quarterback.
And while you look at that, the only thing I'll point out about Cam Hart potentially over DTT is that they have Stingley, who Stingley is. But then they signed Jeff Okuda and C.J. Henderson, two first-round picks that haven't worked out elsewhere. Mm-hmm. So you may need some depth there if we're having that conversation. I know you ain't going to take Jordan Travis here. We got C.J. Stroud. Jordan Travis is never going to play.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's not about him playing. It's about how can you flip assets later. Is he better than Davis Mills? Yes. Is he better than Case Keenum, who's 40-something? Yes. Is he better than Tim Boyle, who's never had more touchdowns than picks in his whole football career? Yes. So you can get it. And sticking with the theme of redshirt and play and flip, if we could redshirt him or get him to play in the preseason and show some things, but maybe we could – let's try to game the system and see if he'll be there with our next pick.
So our next picks are 188 and 189.
All right, I think he could be there at 188. So let's go back to safety.
You want to get safety or Cam Hart at cornerback?
Let's go Cam Hart.
I think Cam Hart fills a bigger need sooner. Now watch Dadrian Taylor-Demerson and your quarterback both be gone. Oh, there it is. Oh, they took them both. Now you got to get Joe Milton.
No, you don't have to get Joe Milton. You get Jason Bean. Jason Bean is a terrific athlete. You can have him as your third quarterback. You can groom him. He's someone that gives you a little bit of that dual threat capability. He kind of opens up your playbook in the red zone. But let's go back to safety again.
Oh, your guys there from Wake, Mustafa, Bo Braid's there, who I like a little bit. Dominic Hampton, I like. Josh Proctor, I'm not as high on, but we're at the point in the process where if you like a dude. And Tyler Owens doesn't believe in space, but he ran in the 4.2s, I believe.
Let's go to linebacker. Let's see what we have there as well. I like Lufau.
Yeah, we got a bunch of athletes at this point.
And so now we're thinking in terms of special teams and kickoff coverage and how can we dominate in that aspect of the game. Let's go Lufau right there. I like him.
I'm fine with that. And then we have pick 189. So we're right back on the clock.
Let's go back to quarterback.
You guys going to be there. We got pick 189, then we have 238 and 247. I think Bean might be there towards the end. Hit the all button real quick, Harry. Let's see who we have at the top of the available. So Josh Newton, Shaw Smith-Wade is a guy that I like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Grayson Murphy is Gabe's brother out of UCLA. Keep scrolling down a little bit here. Let's see. We've got Jordan Jefferson, interior defensive line. We got that taken care of with the first pick. Bordellini is a guy that we've talked about. That has some upside.
Let's go. Mustafa.
Okay. Again, Lufau and Mustafa are special teamers day one. Then you figure out the rest. All right, we're at the pick 238. You might want to get your quarterback here.
Let's go QB. They took Bean.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that. Scroll down.
I call my.
Yeah, so we're going to pass on quarterback.
Look in your face again.
Although there goes the new my pick for the this year's draft of Brock Purdy and John Paddock. Like his play was outstanding. But let's go back to
take him.
Let's go to running back.
Okay.
Got Ali.
Oh, so we passed on Jonathan Brooks. We took passed. Care.
Camp right, and Frank Gore Jr. Let's do it.
Okay, like it. All right, we got one last pick to go, I believe.
One last pick.
Walter Rouse, I like. I like McMahon is the late round pick. Dylan Johnson, we just got the running back position taken care of. Watts is another special teamer who plays linebacker with some athleticism. Which direction you want to go?
Keep scrolling down.
Marcus Harris, I like at this point. Anthony Gold. I mean, these are all athletes.
Yep, keep going. Like, we're going to get my guy if one of my guys is still there.
All right, who's your guy?
Well, we're about to find out. Like
Will Reichard, kicker at a.
You know, you need a bunch of – you need some good teammates. Keep scrolling.
But Means is still there.
But me, like, you know
Kendrick
what?
McLaughlin.
I do like some of these athletic. Let's go Josiah Ezerum. I thought he had a really good Shrine Bowl in terms of tackle coming from Eastern Kentucky. And if you watch your quarterback, Parker McKinney, you see him doing a great job one-on-one against Kentucky, against Cincinnati. So he's seen the top-level athleticism. I kind of like him as a depth guy at tackle to groom and develop.
All right. That's why Emory watches all 4,000 kids who play college football at any level ever. Again, shout outs to Eastern Kentucky. Now, at the top of the board, we got Johnny Newton. He slips to 42. That's only happening if there's an injury concern. Peyton Wilson is at 59. So you go back to back with two athletes. Kieran Namagaje, the developmental for now, super athletic tackle from Yale. You put him on the roster and you bring him back in a year or two and have something special there. Jacob Cowing out of Arizona is Tank Dell Light in my mind. And then Cam Hart gives you some long depth at cornerback. You got Stingley, but opposite that, what do you have? And then you're just adding special team athleticism, including a little Frank Gore Jr. there. Shout out to Frank Gore to wrap things up. So not anything in the way of first round picks, but one of the best rosters in the NFL just got a lot better, it feels like. All right, Emory, that wraps up the perfect Texans draft class. Make sure to subscribe to NFL and CBS on YouTube and download the With the First Pick podcast wherever you get your podcast. Stay tuned for more Ultimate Mock Drafts because we are hitting all 32 teams.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.